the news this week. Holyrood has announced a legal challenge against Westminster's decision to block its sex swap bill. Anglican church leaders say they can no longer recognise the Church of England's leadership after bishops voted to bless same-sex partners. And an event discussing the harm of trans ideology in Scottish schools has gone ahead, despite fears trans activists would protest against it. Hello. The Scottish Government has announced a legal challenge against Westminster's decision to block its sex swap bill. In January, Scotland Secretary Alistair Jack vetoed Holyrood's gender self-ID bill on constitutional grounds, given its impact on wider equalities legislation. Scotland's First Minister Humza Yousaf branded the order a power grab and claimed Westminster did not have any right to use that Section 35 power, given that the majority of Holyrood, of course, back the GRR bill. SNP Social Justice Secretary Shirley Ann Somerville has confirmed Holyrood will lodge a petition for a judicial review. Rishi Sunak defended his government's position, saying it was a decision that we made after taking very careful and considered advice. The Prime Minister said Westminster had concerns about how Scotland's Gender Recognition Act would interact with reserve powers, about the operation of the Equalities Act, the protection of women elsewhere in the UK as well. Anglican church leaders are increasingly concluding they can no longer recognise the Church of England's leadership after bishops voted to bless same-sex partners. In London, Reverend Phil Martin of St Botolph's Aldersgate is one of 10 clergy who have formed a new deanery chapter because they can no longer walk in partnership together with the House of Bishops. Since the House of Bishops has departed from the Bible's teaching on marriage and sin, and therefore from the true gospel of Jesus Christ, change is needed. In Buckinghamshire, the parish of Great Chesham is set to vote on whether to pause financial contributions to the Church of England, while three more parishes are reportedly considering similar action. John Dunnett of the Church of England Evangelical Council said the key thing is for bishops to know that opposition is profound, widespread and growing. Campaigners have welcomed a sensible decision by the UK government to reject calls to criminalise parents who reasonably chastise their children. Be Reasonable, which spearheaded the campaign against the smacking ban in Wales and Scotland, hopes the announcement will prevent activists from making further attempts to change the law. They say a block on legislation should remain in place until the dangerous experiment by the devolved administrations in Cardiff and Edinburgh can be fully evaluated. This should include examining the impact the Welsh ban has had on 55 parents and their families who were caught by the ban in its first 6 months. Simon Calvert, a spokesman for the campaign, welcomed the sensible decision by the government in Westminster to reject these ideologically driven calls to scrap reasonable chastisement. "We all want children to be safe and well cared for, but we need solutions that work and which support hard-pressed parents instead of criminalising them." And finally, an event discussing the harm trans ideology is causing in Scottish schools has gone ahead, despite fears trans activists would protest against it. Are Schools Harming Children by Affirming Their Transgender Identity, organised by the Scottish Union for Education, first moved venue over safeguarding concerns before being deemed political by the council-owned McManus Gallery. The event was finally held in Gate Church, Dundee, featuring discussion by former SNP deputy leader Jim Sillars, Dr. Jenny Cunningham and Dr. Stuart Wayton. Wayton thanked Gate Church for hosting the event in a climate where trans activists can disrupt and potentially destroy public events of this kind and get away with it, while councils are often nervous or even obstructive of such events. Schools are being pressurised to adopt a gender-fluid and pro-transitioning perspective. Even primary schools are advised to educate young children about gender identities, while parents who raise concerns can be seen as a child protection concern. Well, that's all for this week. For regular updates and information on all of our stories, plus much more, visit our website at christian.org.uk. Until next time, goodbye.